following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Motor City Monday on the Huge Show across Michigan, presented by your Detroit Tigers. Make sure you text Tigers to 21,000 for your chance to win a pair of tickets each and every week through the end of May. Just text Tigers to 21,000 one time, and you'll be in the weekly drawings through May. And also, if you want to save 15% on select game tickets in April and May, go to Tigers.com/Huge Show. That's Tigers.com/Huge Show. It is a Motor City Monday presented by the Detroit Tigers on the Michigan Sports Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to get together on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can listen to the live stream weekdays 3 until 6 for free. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. Inside this historic broadcast, we'll look back at the spring games, or the showcase, as they called it, in East Lansing for Michigan State football. What have I been telling everybody? Aiden Childs is awesome. I DVR'd it. I rewatched it. He'll be the best quarterback in the Big Ten this year. And you got a battle at QB for Michigan. I don't know if they need to hit the transfer portal and bring in somebody new. How'd that work out with Shea Patterson, right? So we'll talk to Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com, and away from the Michigan spring game Saturday at the Big House on Fox, Dusty May is going crazy with the transfer portal. I'm talking building a potential Big Ten champion team. Now, again, culture, getting all the guys on the same page. I'll go through the list. It's stunning right now what they're doing. And we'll hear from Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. Anthony Broom, also from TheWolverine.com, will check in. We'll talk Michigan spring game. Dusty May is level 10,000 in Portal Combat. It's a new video game. It is. Portal Combat. He comes in and fights other coaches for a player. Who are you? I am Dusty.
What? Bah!
Tim Stout will join us from our affiliate, The Game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. His first impressions on Jonathan Smith and the Michigan State offense. You know, there's a balance here, and I watched Dusty May just going to work. The dude is in beast mode right now. Hit the ground running is an understatement. But Tom Izzo has his way of doing things. Some will say it's too old school, but he likes the team concept, and it has worked for him. And I know last year you had a lot of players not step up and reach their talent potential, and Michigan State went from preseason number 4 in hoops to a team that would show some life and at other times just couldn't play together. Is it chemistry? Is it NIL money to some and not a lot to others? I don't know. But you can read between the lines at the end that Izzo knows what guys he wants on that squad and the type of guy he's going to go out and get. He doesn't need to do what Dusty May is doing, and a lot of people on Twitter, and May also went and got an Ohio State. You want to know why he's like King Dusty, master of the Zen and Portal Combat? He went and got an Ohio State transfer. Yeah. You know you're a badass in Portal Kombat when you walk into Ohio and say, come play with me. Come play with me. I love it. I heard Portal Kombat. I will not take credit for that. I heard it someplace over the weekend, like usually one of those weekend Fox shows at night where I can't stand the guys because they're trying to be talk show host, right? They don't have a voice. They're like, Portal Kombat. I'm like, is he sitting on a hot poker? What's going on? Starts Friday at Celebration Cinema. Portal Kombat with Dusty May. Ta ta! Pwah! Come play with me! Who are you? I'm John Calipari, head coach at Arkansas. Who are you? I'm Dusty. And I will fight you for that forward. There is nothing more entertaining than myself when I'm doing this show. There is nothing more entertaining than myself. It really is. It's good. I could leave right now. I've entertained myself for 7 minutes and I'm good to go, and it's a warm day. Maybe I can get out and hit North Cantor Alpine Golf Club. Maybe drive up to Tullymore. The Tullymore 18's open. Maybe I could do that. I did throw out our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day that you can answer. What were your first impressions of Sherrone Moore's team and Coach Smith's team at Michigan and Michigan State? Whether you went there in person, it was cold on Saturday. I mean, the wind was blowing. It was like low 40s. I was at the Cougar Invitational watching my son Ace and the prestigious state-ranked Forest Hills Eastern track and field team. And Ace was throwing the discus. Invitational, right? Some of the best throwers, Coach Shillitoe, and like Zeeland West and Zeeland East and EGR had some good throwers. Cedar Springs did too. And I'm watching Ace, and he actually came close to his personal record. I'm like, and that wasn't a celebrating. I'm like, I think he may have qualified for the finals. That means I got to stick around for another 90 minutes to watch three more throws. And I know, which I'm the honest dad. I see dudes who are like, go. Like, coaches are telling me this guy finished third in the state last year, second in state. Ace isn't at that level. He throws and practices the discus with Coach Mack and FHE track and field during the track season. That's it. But I'm proud of him because he's improved a lot, along with Jack Maloche from FHE. And he made the top nine, so he made the finals. So I'm figuring, now I'm getting hungry. The bathroom concession line at Grand Rapids Catholic Central Cougar Complex, the CAT, was like a Taylor Swift concert. I don't know how mayo lines are that long for Taylor Swift concerts, but the concession line, people were reselling food to others waiting in line. I was ready to get out of there. I needed to go eat. And I knew, okay, I support my kids through good and bad. But when I know like a game's over, if it's like 9-0 and my kids are playing soccer, I'm on the phone in the truck. I'm not like, hey, good job there, kids. Hey, man, you're only down 8. Way to play hard. No. So Ace has made a lot of improvement, as has Jack Maloche, a talented thrower who's going to play football at Northern Michigan University out of Grand Rapids, Forest Hills Eastern. So, yeah, it was nice, but I needed to go eat. And then I went and watched my DVR'd Michigan spring game, DVR'd State, was able to watch both of them. So our Flying Ace Whiskey, huge question of the day that you can answer. What were your first impressions? Join in 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also, you can opt in on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE to 21,000. You can text us anytime you want to. I think Chuck is standing by from Granville, listening on 96.1 The Game. He has some thoughts on Michigan spring game. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Huge. How are you doing?
Doing good, man.
I just wanted to make a comment. I went to the Michigan spring game, and I got to admit, I'm a huge Michigan fan, but I have to tell you, I was generally impressed with what I observed. Team speed on both sides of the ball was, I was very impressed. Edwards looks like he's a bigger, faster, stronger. He had 40 yards in the first series. So I see Edwards progressing the way we want it. As far as the quarterback situation, I heard you. I kind of agree. I don't think they're going to jump into the portal. I think they're going to, you know, go with somebody in that quarterback room. And it wouldn't surprise me if, we, of course, we didn't get a chance to see Tuttle, but it wouldn't surprise me if we see a throwback to a couple years ago where they're actually playing two quarterbacks, Orgy and Warren.
I agree.
During the games, because they both bring tremendous assets just in a different way. And then I also want to throw in, like you, I watched the Michigan State spring game, and I was generally impressed with what Smith is starting to build. It's just they've got some great players. They may not just have enough great players right now, but he's definitely building something. So I'll listen back to your comments.
Yeah, well said. And I was going to say that Warren and Orgy, you're set. You got situational QBs. You got the strengths of the other team. If another team has great DBs, then you may go to Warren more. I think they're fine, and you got Tuttle in that mix. You can't break up that chemistry. They have athletes. With the way they've recruited, with how they've won, the whole key to a program is the next man up. That's it. I think 9-3 is the top side for this team, and that would be a heck of a year. Even if Harbaugh was coaching, I said it right when they won the national championship that next show. The schedule is, I think it's the toughest ever. The Big Ten adding Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA. You got Texas non-conference. Texas is right there as a national champion pick. And on the Michigan State side, Childs, when I watch that, I'm telling you, I'm not going to say Cousins pro, none of that. You're not like pro career. But I think unless there's a major injury, when Childs is done at MSU, he'll go down as the best quarterback that's ever played there. Because think about it. They had, was it Terry for a while? But he wasn't the total dual guy. I think this athleticism with Childs. I love Jonathan Smith's system. I think they're fine. And when I say fine, they can compete for a bowl game. And if they can get to a bowl game after the Tucker fiasco, a bowl game in year one, I'm talking even if they go down to Detroit and they're in the Quick Lane Bowl, if they get to a bowl game, that's a heck of a statement by Smith. And he knew that. That's why he went after Childs. He went after players that knows his offense because they're going to win with that. They're not going to go shut teams out, and they're in the same loaded Big Ten as Michigan. But they got a shot to be 6-6. With that dude, quarterbacks can change a game. Quarterbacks can't win on their own in the NFL. Now, sometimes you watch Mahomes and you'll shake your head and say, yeah, you can. Or you've seen Brady in his prime, or how bad the Patriots are, and Belichick is unemployed. You know he's got like a Brady dartboard. You know, he's got a bottle of Flying Ace whiskey. He likes the peach flavored. And he's just like throwing darts at Brady. and he's got like a old Patriots staff shirt that only fits halfway over his man belly now. Talking Belichick. But if they can get to a bowl game, Spartan Nation will show up. A good quarterback, you can steal games. High school and college level, you can steal games with a good quarterback. And good coaches. Both levels. Good coaches. And I don't think good. I think he's going to be the best quarterback in the Big Ten this year. Aiden Childs. And I said that just based on what people told me. And I DVR'd and I watched. And I said, this dude is money. When he leaves, if he's not hurt, if he doesn't do anything stupid, he will leave Michigan State as their most athletic quarterback. I'm not going to say the greatest. Maybe that's a good one. Stan had a great NFL career as a backup, but more power to him. And Kirk Cousins, how many people wrote him off? Time and time again, right? Was he only like 2-star out of Holland Christian? And Michigan's fine. You know, what I took from Michigan, and we'll talk to Ballas about it in our next segment, is that, yeah, you lost 18 guys to the NFL. 18! 18! And I still think they could be 9-3, 8-4. Could be better if Orgy, Warren, Tuttle, or the combination of all three are good. New names will emerge. It's Michigan. They got athletes. They've won 3 straight Big Ten titles. They've been to 3 straight college football playoffs. I don't care about stars. I don't care about ranking classes. I know they have talent on campus. And if they're coached up, they can get it done. I like Lou Esposito, who they hired. I remember Lou back in the day at Davenport College. And that guy has just worked his way up from Davenport to Western to Memphis and to Michigan. I love that. You know, it's kind of crazy, folks, to sit here. NFL Draft Week, which we'll get to coming up later. Jeremy Reisman, Proud of Detroit, will join us. Remember, I'll be previewing our 313 draft party at the world-famous Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, about 4/10 of a mile from Goodell's NFL draft stage, Thursday, 3 until 6. I'll be broadcasting live. Today is the day. At the end of the broadcast, we'll give away the 5 pair of VIP bracelets. That's it. It's a private affair. You can't get in without a bracelet. And I know a lot of people are going to show up and say, get me in. I can't do it. Okay? This is happening with David Gregory, NFLPA certified sports agent, Bull Rush Sports, Marty Bourne, the Michigan Sports Network, the huge show, and also great marketing partners who have stepped up, like Coppercraft Distillery, all their spirits made right here in Michigan, good people. Josh Garvey and the team from Dorn Mayhew, their world headquarters are in Troy. Josh oversees the GR office. Matt Golden and the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. The 18 at Tullymore is now open. Book your tee time at TullymoreGolf.com. Also at Water Brewery in downtown Detroit and also downtown GR. Thanks for your partnership. The 313 Draft Bash, first round, 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. at the Caucus Club. The food is top shelf. Beverages will be flowing. Honolulu Blue from Coppercraft Distillery. The huge show's official Lions 21 and up beverage. Blue raspberry lemonade and vodka. So if you want to get in on the drawing, there is a pinned post at huge show. A pinned post, the huge show on Facebook. Drop your name there. End of the broadcast, we will deliver 5 names. Each name will get 2 VIP bracelets. Courtesy of Bull Rush Sports, the Michigan Sports Network, and The Huge Show. Have to be 21 and up, both you and your guest. 21 and up to win, 21 to enter. You will be carded. We're trying to see if Lomas Brown and Jerry Ball might be the bouncers. That would be awesome. You got ID? So that's Thursday at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit. Like I said, I think it's even a little inside, 0.3, I'm looking at the address, 0.3 miles from where the NFL stage will be at. Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network texted me, hey, you got tickets to any of the VIP parties? we're having our own. He goes, how do we go watch a draft? I said, you need to download the NFL One Ticket app. No, I want access to parties. Am I the magic man? I probably could walk up to every VIP party and say, do you know who I am? Yeah, that will work. Just because it's in Michigan. So join us Thursday. We're statewide from day one of the NFL draft in downtown Detroit with David Gregory, NFLPA certified sports agent with Bull Rush Sports. They are based in West Michigan. Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network. We cover the entire state. Shep in the mornings, 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. Huge show in the afternoons. Find out more at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. On the way, Chris Ballas will join us. We're going to go through what is, it seems almost by the hour today, that Dusty May, Zen Master of the Portal Combat Academy. You got to play for me. Ballas will join us. We'll talk about that roster Dusty's putting together. Also, his thoughts on the spring game. Our Flying Ace Whiskey. Huge question of the day that you can answer. Your first impressions on Michigan State football and Michigan football from last Saturday. You can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new food district. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Bill Simonson here for Roast Umber Coffee. It's a farm direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And their nitro cold brew coffee is a convenient and healthy option with no sugar or additives. So if you want a great coffee or energy drink to power you through your morning and your day, it's available in ground or whole bean or in cans. More information on the website and direct delivery to your door at roastumber.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Motor City Monday presented by your Detroit Tigers. Make sure you text Tigers to 21,000. We'll have weekly Tigers ticket drawings You could win your tickets via text. You only have to text once. Text Tigers to 21000, and you'll be in the weekly drawing through the end of May. You'll be notified by Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network. Also, if you want to save 15% per ticket on select games in April and May, go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show. Man, what a weekend. First, you had Michigan, Sherrone Moore. I thought a lot of athleticism for a team that I believe topside could be 9-3, and I think 9-3 will get you into the 12-team playoff. Then I'm looking at Dusty May, and I'm following Chris Ballas and the Wolverine.com crew, and I'm looking at my Twitter feed right now on them, and Dusty May is just killing it. He's a beast, as Ballas said, and Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com joins us. The transfer portal recruiting, Pippen's son, end of last week, what he's done this weekend, today, it's almost hourly. How many roster spots do they have left?
Yeah, Bill, I think about five. And, you know, that's not counting if Jace Howard were to come back for a fifth year or some of these other guys, maybe Terrence Williams wanted to come back. Who knows if they're going to have room for him. But I think they've got a couple other silent commitments as well. But they land Trey Donaldson from Auburn, who can handle the ball. Big loss for Auburn, and everybody thought he was one of the best transfers out of the SEC. Michigan landed him. He's on the high side of his production. He's trending upward, and they love getting him. They're turning people away, buddy. Getting Roddy Gale Jr., though, from Ohio State, one of their big-time scorers, had 32 against West Virginia last year. Only shot 28% from three, but this guy can score it. So, and then Sam Walters, a big kid out of Alabama who can really shoot the ball. And I tell you, they still need a stud or two, Bill, and a go-to scorer here. But what he's done here in the past several weeks, you know, I had a friend who worked with him at Eastern Michigan, and he said, this is a guy who hurries back from the bathroom in case he missed anything. And you can see why. Yesterday he was out visiting the fraternities and trying to drum up support to get them to buy season tickets. They said that he wants to visit every fraternity on campus. He visited three yesterday. He was out on the road during a dead period visiting donors to drum up money for his program. So I'll tell you what, there's no substitute for hard work. This guy gets it. This guy looks like a Grand Slam home run.
Yeah, the Sam Walters guy, I loved him with Alabama.
Yeah.
I really did. And because getting all the, and these are big schools, and some guys are following him from Florida Atlantic or and more could be. But is there all of a sudden a pool of NIL money? Because in the competitive world out there, I would think these guys leaving big name schools, Ohio State, whether it's Alabama, yeah, Auburn, that somewhere along the lines of Dusty saying yes to the job, there had to be a guarantee of a money pool.
Yeah, and Bill, he went out and doubled it. He didn't wait for it. He went out and met these donors, and the people at the collectives told us that it doubled. The basketball school doubled because he went out. You know what? When you go out face-to-face and you give these donors some attention, these people who love basketball, then you're going to be able to fund your program, and that's exactly what he decided to do. And people see his enthusiasm, and they want to be a part of it. You know, there are names of donors on the basketball facilities too, and like on the head coaching job and all that, that people who love the sport, and he's connected with them already. So like he told us when he first arrived here, and I asked him, I said, you know, my buddy says you're a basketball junkie, you never rest, and he goes, I don't have any hobbies, you know. And I wrote a column today, he's the jackhammer of Michigan basketball, the way that Jim Harbaugh was the jackhammer of Michigan football when he first got here. So it's unbelievable what he's accomplished. And, you know, if his X's and O's are as good as we think they are, and they have to be to get Florida Atlantic to the Final Four, for example, this guy's going to be really lights out here in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, and with the recruits, he's not recruits. I call him master of portal combat. Is that with him coming in, they could be competitive. I'm talking Big Ten championship competitive if these guys all mesh, but it's amazing to watch. You know, I'm looking at everything trending at the Wolverine.com right now, and Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com joining us on the Huge Show across Michigan. So we have all the work that Dusty's doing. Then Sherrone Moore and Michigan football, they land top 100 edge rusher Nate Marshall out of Chicago. Yeah. That's a huge get. We'll talk about it in a moment. We mentioned Alabama forward Sam Walters has transferred from Bama. to Michigan. My gosh, you got the QBs don't look bad off of Saturday. We'll talk about the spring game in a moment. The Marshall pickup is fantastic, and you're looking at Auburn transfers coming in, and oh, Jesus, at Ohio State, Roddy Gale Jr., I mean, a master of portal combat, Dusty is. So let's begin. You just touched on all the players. Let's talk about Sherrone Moore finally. And we mentioned this last week that he hadn't landed his big prize recruit to kind of headline his first class, and he got it.
Yeah, and to get a top 100 kid is fantastic. Now you got to hold on to him, right? And that's the thing. There's a long way to go till signing day and Alabama, Auburn. Some of these programs are going to be coming after him as well. But you'd have to think, right, that the collectives and Sherrone Moore said, okay, this is what you can expect to make in your first year here. You know, Michigan's not transformational, or they're transformational, not transactional is what they're saying, but these kids are going to have to get something, and they're going to have to know up front, hey, this is the range that, for example, our defensive ends are making right now, and it's got to be good enough for them. And then you have to hope at the end of the day that it's enough. I still think there will be some portal defections for Michigan in football as well, just because, you know, they aren't there's some guys that are higher on the priority list that have gotten paid. And there's only so much money to go around. But this is a huge get. And one of the things we thought about Sherrone Moore was he was going to be an outstanding recruiter. He's such a personable guy, such a great young coach, you know, and I think he's proven that. Is he a great head coach? That remains to be seen. But I think everybody who has spoken to him and who knows him speaks extremely highly of him, including us. And this hopefully is the first step. They made a lot of progress with some recruits on the football side, Bill. I think you're going to see several more commitments here over the next few months and really get the ball rolling.
You know, off of Saturday's spring game scrimmage, whatever you want to call it, at the Big House, I watched that full twice, scanned through it another time, and I think this team's okay. And you talked about it last week, Chris, that with Orji and Warren, I'm telling you, this dude, if he didn't battle his medical issues, might have been a 4- or 5-star recruit out of high school. He has a great arm, great presence. He's been around J.J. McCarthy. And then Orji, a situational guy based on the game, the type of team you're playing. Tuttle's still in the mix. I think they're fine at quarterback. I really do with the athletes around them.
Yeah, I think it's possible. You know, I think any one of three things is possible, right? Jack Tuttle is a guy that a lot of kids on the team that we talked to this weekend, we went over and presented a check to the Champions Circle for, you know, with our national championship magazine. We gave them a percentage of that. And some of the kids that we talked to said, you know, don't sleep on Jack Tuttle, man. This guy can play. And they were thinking that it could even be like some kind of a tandem, maybe an Orji and Tuttle tandem. And but then you look at Davis Warren. I was going to ask you, man, who'd you think was the best? I thought Davis Warren, to me, was the best quarterback on the field.
Yeah, I thought Warren, I'm telling you, the dude has really nice touch on deep throws. And I'm not going to... You know, some of my buddies who are Michigan fans were like, I think he has better touch on a deep throw than JJ. And I'm saying, I'm not going there. It's a spring scrimmage. But I like Warren. But also, you can see Orji's athleticism and what he can bring. And you got situational. And I said that's without even looking at Tuttle. So why take a chance on a Shea Patterson? It didn't really help the culture. Go off of three guys who know the Michigan way, who more than the staff and the players know. This wasn't going to be a projected Big Ten championship season or even getting to the playoff, but, you know, 9-3, I think, will get you in.
Yeah, and I would say if there is, for example, if somebody entered the portal that was too good to pass up and wanted to come to Michigan, a championship-level program, that's the only way I think that they would add somebody. And speaking to some people close to the program this weekend, that's exactly what they said. They said the time for the late portal is January, not April, and they don't anticipate anybody entering that can help them right now. I don't think there's going to be another Jake Rudock out there, for example, that comes in and says, okay, he lost the job at another school, so he's going to be able to come in here and play and lead you to championships. So, but there's plenty of talent on this team if you watch that game. There's plenty of athleticism. I thought the offensive line, missing two of its big guns, you still had guys out there that were pushing people around, and this is going to be an outstanding defensive line. Now, they broke up the teams, so you didn't have, for example, Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham out there at the same time, and Mason Graham didn't play very much, but these guys were still getting after it. So you can see the makings of a good offensive line there. Had some receivers with some speed. They're going to add a couple from the transfer portal, they've said, and they're still looking for a big receiver. Fred Moore showed his speed. They got three slot guys, really, in my opinion, and Tyler Morris, Samaj Morgan, and then Fred Moore. But they need another big receiver. But you saw him use the tight ends, Bill, and I thought it was really impressive what they did with those guys. So not a lot of missing pieces here. They are looking for a kicker in the portal. They do have somebody in mind from what I was talking to one of the coaches about. So I would expect them to upgrade that position as well, looking for another cornerback and a couple receivers, and then maybe one more defensive lineman. But there are a lot of pieces on this team where I think if they get good quarterback play, Bill, I think by the end of the year, they could still be in Big Ten contention.
Yeah, Orji is part of that three-way battle. That will be good with Tuttle and Warren. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us as the Huge Show is broadcasting live across the state. Were there any sleepers from that scrimmage? Final thoughts that stuck out to you that you're like, hey, I didn't, this kid caught my attention. He could help Michigan win games. Anything you saw from that scrimmage?
Yeah, freshman Cole Sullivan was unbelievable. He, with his physicality, a true freshman linebacker out there who could probably play defensive end too, was really getting to the cornerback and quarterback and shedding some blocks. Really liked him. And then a guy that we've talked about in the past, TJ Guy, who's been waiting for his moment at defensive end, is going to have a really good year, in my opinion. This is a very explosive player on the edge. They've always had great edges there, and he hasn't been able to see the field, but really, really liked what he did out there. I think they're defensively, they're still looking for one more linebacker. That's another one that they might have to look to the portal for. But to me, if you look at just the starters here, Bill, this is a team that can really make some noise, and they got some good young players too. I was really impressed.
His name is Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the master of portal combat. Dusty May is going to work. I mean, he is just, I'm telling you.
Unreal.
It is unreal right now. I'm watching these guys roll in, and again, this is the toughest job, especially NIL transfer portal, getting all the guys to come in and understand, share the rock, play together. You're making this, you're making this. That's where you'll find out how good of a staff Dusty and his crew are on how you can mold all this talent with some incoming guys. Man, my vibe is I'm not hearing anything about, it's not about the dudes that played. This is about moving the program forward. And I'm not going to pile on any of the guys who are coming back. But I feel a whole nother level. I feel that Beeline level with Dusty. I do.
I do too. And he works just as hard. And, John Beeline would bring his brown bag lunch to work and wouldn't take lunch off. He would work at his desk during lunch. I remember meeting him, how full his calendar always was. We just to get a one-on-one, we had to schedule it weeks in advance. And it's the same thing with Dusty May. And again, everything that my buddy told me about him has been true. So Vlad Golden, the 7-footer from Florida Atlantic, we still expect him to come too. Danny Wolf, a big 7-footer out of Yale, is already in the fold. So you're convincing guys to play together and to share minutes. So and these guys are all meeting each other on these visits as well. So it's not like they're going in blind and hoping that these guys get along. One of the things that is most interesting to him is to see how they do when they're together and how they would adapt chemistry-wise. So I'm not worried about that. It was funny. One of these kids, Reuben Jones, that they brought in from North Texas, gave a quote after the game against Florida Atlantic where he said, that Florida Atlantic team that just beat us, they play so well together, it would be fun to be a part of it. Now he's going to be able to be a part of that at Michigan.
Yeah, a couple 7-footers, length on the wings, blueprint from how UConn won back-to-back national championships. And again, Dusty saw that up close the previous year in the Final Four. Will be interesting to watch. You can follow everything Michigan football, Michigan basketball, the off-season, in-season, and more at thewolverine.com. That's thewolverine.com. Chris, good stuff as always.
Thanks, Billy. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Ballas, check it in on this Motor City Monday on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer welcoming back the best female golfers in the world Father's Day week at the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. Tickets and tournament info at MeyerLPGAClassic.com. And then for those in the 100.9 FM, the Mitt listening area, you got the Dow Championship. That's the two-person LPGA team event. Has a new name, but the same location, the beautiful Midland Country Club They moved up now to the last week in June because of the Olympics in Paris this summer. So the Huge Show, proud to elevate our partnership with the Dow Championship. And I'll be over there, I think, for three shows and also hosting the Rock the Block kickoff party the Sunday that signifies the start of tournament week at the Dow Championship at the Midland Country Club, the two-person LPGA team event. And man, Nelly Korda and Scheffler on the men's tour, Korda on the women's tour right now, just killing it. To all the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next. And if you want to join us for the Flying Ace Whiskey Huge Question of the Day, your first impressions on Michigan and Michigan State football, spring games, join in 1-866-838-HUGE.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
There's a new player in town. Hi, I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking about Eagle Casino and Sport, the real money mobile casino. It's so easy to play. You can go from wager to winner to wallet, just like that.
Sign up now and we'll match your deposit up to $1,500. Or you can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Now, they're located less than an hour north of GR, so if you're listening in West Michigan, you can make the day drive up. Less than an hour, play 18 at Tullymore, have lunch, and play 18 at St. Ives. They offer 36 World Championship golf holes, stay and play packages, accommodations, food, weddings, receptions, business outings, business events, and more. All waiting for you less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. And they service the entire state, the Midwest, and even coast to coast with their national recognition, as Tullymore has been honored as one of the top public courses in America. So book your tee time today. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay and play package today at TullymoreGolf.com. Tullymore, less than an hour north of GR in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery. They're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, 19 radio stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Also on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen live anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. On the way, Tim Stout from our affiliate, The Game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing, will join us. We'll get his thoughts on Michigan's spring football showcase. Also, if you miss any of our huge opinions, interviews, hours, or full shows, our podcasts are free and we are everywhere. Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon, Podbean, and more. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts, and you can catch up and listen on your schedule. Just search The Huge Show.
Big, bad, huge.